Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Happy Father's Day to all of you men that are here this day. If some of us have a dad somewhere, make sure you contact him if he's not close to you. But if he's somewhere close to you, go give him a hug. Treat him well. You know, I hope you guys realize that being a father is a privilege. And, God has entrusted us with little ones to raise them to where they're big ones. And so, you know, just know that if you look to Him, He's the ultimate Father, the perfect Father. And if you look to Him for guidance through His Holy Spirit, He will show you how to be the best dad you could ever be. And so, if for some of us, maybe we didn't have a dad in our lives, you can always look to Him. But those of you that did have a dad or do have a dad, just love Him up today, okay? This is your chance to show your gratitude, your love, and just how much He means to you in your life. So if you guys would stand with me and we'll pray. Father God, we just thank You for every person that is here this day, Lord. We do lift up the fathers in our lives, Lord, the fathers in our midst. We thank You, Lord, that somehow You chose each one of us, Lord, and You chose the right dad for us, Lord. And for those that maybe aren't there, Lord, I pray that You are the God that restores relationships. And I ask for that, Lord. Bring fathers and daughters and sons together, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for who they are. We thank You, Lord, for the love that flows in each one of us. I ask, Lord, that this day we would honor You, the ultimate Father. Lord, we come before You this day with praise and worship, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, for the way You love us, Lord. Even when we're not faithful, You are. Amen. You are always faithful, Lord. So we thank You. We praise You. And now we're going to just glorify You with worship and praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship.
I have to say that when I was growing up and I was bouncing from home to home to home and I didn't know where God was, I thought God was at church. And so I would bike to the church to pray. And when I started to realize that God was with me, that I am the temple, that I am a child of God, that God raised me, I had no control as a kid. God really was my Father. And He gave me such blessings. When I look back, He's always working in our lives, whether we know it or not. And He leads us if we let Him. If we walk in the Spirit and we let Him guide us, He has such blessings. He knows the plans He has for us, those to prosper. He's our rock and our foundation. He knows us. He knew us when we were in our mother's wombs. We are not a mistake. We are meant to be here for such a time as this. We, all of us, we are the children of God. He can use each one of us where we are in our circumstances that we're going through. He is such a good, good Father. He is such a good, good Father. And to know that He is with us, He is with us. We don't have to go somewhere. We can cry out to Him. Jeremiah 33:3, cry out to Him in the middle of the night. In the middle of the day, in the middle of our chaos, in the middle of our alone, when we feel all alone, He is not far from us. He will never leave us or forsake us. And when we look to Him and He reaches out to us, He loves us. He loves every one of us just the way we are. We are perfect just the way we are. And He knows the plans. And when we let Him, when we walk in the Spirit, and He tells us who to call out to and who is there for us and who can be our family here on earth, we're all family, all of us. We are all family. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We're here for each other. These are our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers. These are our kids. And he knows the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper. And when we don't think we have any hope or any joy, when we plug into that vine, he is the vine and we are the branches. And in our branches, he can produce much fruit, not us, but Christ through us. And he knows the plans that he has for us, plans that we might not even know. And when you see each other that are hurting and you reach out to each other, just a kind word, just you being the salt and the light in this world, you guys can change lives. When people answer the phone, when somebody calls out to them at 11 o'clock at night and they pick up the phone and they come pick me up, and I end up being part of a new family, and then I have kids. I have two kids. And then I have four grandkids. I wouldn't know that at 15 when I was reaching out for help. God knows the plans, things that we don't even know. He's a lamp unto our path and a light unto our feet. We only see a step or two. We don't see the whole journey. We only see a step or two. Reach out there. You put your feet out there. You step ahead in faith. Us and he will guide us and he will use us. We have today. We are all here. We're all here right now, living and breathing, and we can be used by God. Amen.
Happy Father's Day for all the fathers in the house. I have a scripture: for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
For me to come to know the Lord, which I did. And so she had a lot of physical ailments, and I received a healing many, many years ago for my back. And then I was having problems with my legs, and I had about five operations on my feet during this time. And I've had a lot of problems with that, and I kept on praying for healing. And the Lord says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals your diseases. Well, what I had wasn't actually a disease. I had problems with my toes and that, and I had operations on them. And during that time, I would have problems walking to get, after the operation, walking to get places. So I realized that the other thing that the Lord says in Deuteronomy 30. We'll get there. Deuteronomy 30. verse 19, it says, this day I call you, that call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings, and to choose life, so that your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord your God is your life, and he will give you many years in the land that he swore to give to his fathers. So, one of the things that the Lord brought to mind recently, I have had this in my car, inherited from my sister. Not from her, but from our health society that gives you this little deal that if you had problems and you had problems walking and did you get could be closer to a parking place. And this is called permanent disability. So, in front of you as my witnesses and my God who is watching this, here for any of you that you might want to say, oh, gee, this is going to be great. I could, oh, here, I can put this back together. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for providing these scissors in the drawer when I was folding the little things this morning. And I looked in that drawer, and there were the scissors. Amen.
When I was at the assemblies, we used to sing songs over and over and over again. I hope that this song will be on your heart all this week, day and night, night and day. Let that incense arise. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. I could have done that all day long. Yeah, you can take that with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hey, I did ask Aaron to leave these on the ground. If you want, hey, you want a part of that, just come on up and grab one. All right? That's a good deal right there. Can you say amen? Yeah. Hey, what's that? Permanent handicapped and shut down. Can you say amen? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I enjoyed our worship time this morning. How many of you say amen?
Amen.
I'll tell you what. The more we can do that, you'll be surprised how much we get done or how much God can get done if we just do that. Can you say amen? Once the water starts flowing, it flows from everywhere. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. Hey, I got a couple of scriptures I want you to remind you of. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4 says this. Everybody look at it. Day and night, night and day. Let them answer. No, that's not the scripture. Yeah. Behold, this is what the Lord says. All souls are mine. Everybody, I'm going to read that again. This is God speaking in Ezekiel. He says, behold, all souls are mine. Does that include all them folks out there?
Yeah.
Absolutely it does. All souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. This is what God said. Hey, anybody have somebody that said, hey, this is mine. Don't touch it. Hey, that's my taco. Don't you touch it. That's mine. Amen.
Mine.
And this is what God's saying. This is God saying every soul is mine. So also the soul of the Son is mine, and the soul that sinneth, it will what? Die. Is that right? The soul that sins shall die. Romans chapter 14, verse 11 and 12. I'm going to get going because we got a little baptism. And man, I you know what? Sometimes if I would have known we've been worshiping like this, I would have cut my message in half. But sometimes God don't tell me that. But I'll tell you what, that worship was fantastic. Romans chapter 14, 11 and 12. This is what it says. For as it is written, as I live, saith the Lord. Everybody say every. Every knee will bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give what? Ooh, an account to God. Amen? Are you happy about that? Are you glad you get to give an account to God about your life? Are you? Are you happy? You should be.
Hallelujah.
You should be. Because your life now belongs to Him. Is that right? Yeah, I was a sinner, but I'm not no more. Can you say amen to that? How many say amen to that? Amen. I was a sinner. I remember when I was, a friend of mine was naming all my sins. And I go, man, I got mad. And so I wanted him to shut up and ask God to help me out. And God gave me a scripture. He says, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God, because I was upset. And I realized that scripture was for me. And you guys have heard this before. And I've said it 100 times probably. And that's okay, because I'm going to say it again. I got home. And he took me to a scripture that said this. It says there's idolaters, there's drunkards, there's men pleasers, there's all these scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And then it says, and such were some of you, like me. But he says, but now you are washed and you are clean. And you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Can you say amen to that? That is a good position. God's positioned you in a great place. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God our Father. Amen?
Amen.
Ooh, come on, man. How many are looking forward to that day? I am looking forward to the day that every knee bows and every tongue confesses. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 says this. This is a beautiful scripture about our Father. It says, for God so loved the world. Amen?
So loved.
You guys know this scripture. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you know you have everlasting life?
Hallelujah.
Do you know you have life eternal? Do you know? Hallelujah. That life is dwelling in you. Come on. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Sometimes it seems, you know, with some of these scriptures, well, hey, all souls are mine. The soul that sins shall die. That's just truth. That's truth. That's what God says. God is a loving God. And sometimes it seems like, I remember, sometimes we get saved. Some people get saved just so they can escape the wrath of God. How many say amen to that? Sometimes we think that's what's happening, but actually it's not. It is the goodness of God that brings you to salvation. The goodness of God, not the wrath of God. You ever heard people try to scare people into the kingdom? What is that? That's not right. It's the goodness of God.
Amen.
That draws you into this kingdom. Can you say amen to that? God's not interested in punishing you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He's not interested in that. He paid for your sins by sending his Son. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The punishment you should have had fell on him. Ooh, man. Come on. God's not interested in spanking us in a way that we leave him. He loves you. Can you say amen to that? It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He ain't come to condemn you.
No.
But that the world through him might be what?
Saved.
Is that a good deal?
Yeah.
That's a real good deal. Can you say amen? That beats the blue light special at Walmart. Is that right? Come on, man. That's a good deal. Amen. Hallelujah. That beats all the coupons you can clip. Does anybody clip coupons? Clippers. Yeah, okay. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through 13. This is the story of the prodigal, and I just want to read this story to you real quick. Is that okay? It's Father's Day. Amen? How many know we've got a good, good, good Father?
Amen.
Can you say amen? He's a good God. I'm going to read out of the Bible. I'm going to read it out of my... So, hold on. Hold on a minute. Give me a chance to get that.
Hold on.
Yeah. Luke 15, starting at verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided unto them his living. So one son asked for his part. So the father went ahead and divided it to both of them. And not many days after the younger son gathered, the younger son gathered together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Party. Amen? Party time. Got money. Got stuff. I'm going to party it. And when he had spent all those... When he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a certain citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly. In other words, he desired to fill his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave to him. Isn't it funny how sometimes a calamity will come into your life to try to get you into the right position? Isn't that funny? It's not funny. It's real. It is real. God will bring calamities to adjust your course. Can you say amen to that? Best thing to do is stay on course. Amen? Don't get off course. Allow God to keep you on course. Follow the Spirit. He says, I've sent you the Holy Ghost. Be led by the Spirit, because he wants to take you into places you never even thought you'd go. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Ooh, God's a good God. Hallelujah. And when he came to himself, I like that. Can you say amen to that? Who was he? What was he? When he came to himself, in other words, when he really began to think about it, he said this, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. Prepared his speech. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Oh, boy. Isn't this a beautiful story?
Oh, yeah.
Father didn't care about where he was at, what he was doing. He's just glad he's back. Amen? And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am not worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring here the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Uh, The disco ball is up, and everybody's in there. They're partying because of the younger brother was back. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother is come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years I do serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet you never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured your living with harlots and has killed for him the fatted, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, listen to what his father says, son, thou art ever with me, and all I have is yours. It was meet, it was proper, it was fit that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Folks, Jesus was telling us a story about his father. This story, Jesus, is about what his father cares about. Can you say amen to that? His father cares that we return to him. Can you say amen to that? That's what he cares about. The Bible says that there is partying going on in heaven every time somebody turns around and gives their heart back to the Lord. Can you say amen to that? Woo, come on. Hallelujah. Because God so loved the world that he gave his son for this. Amen. How many say amen? Come on. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 103, verse 13 and 14 says this. Psalm 103, verse 13 and 14. Yeah. We're almost done. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. Isn't that nice to know? As a father pities his children, so pitieth the Father for us. I mean, I hear people say all the time, hey, you don't have to pity me, bro. You know, but folks, I'm going to tell you something. When we're out of position, God's pity is on you. Is that okay? He said, man, I had a man if they only knew. I remember my son was a saxophone player at Sarita High School here, and he played pretty good. He had a good sound to his horn, and the music teacher told him, the problem is, I've got nothing for you here. So he called the Nogales music director in Nogales Highway, the Apaches. Anybody an Apache in here? Yeah, there you go. And Pastor John. And he called the music director and he asked him, hey, can you listen to this young man? You know, there's really nothing for him. He's trying to play in a little jazz band, but I'd like to get him connected to a good band. And so they get a hold of Jonathan and he goes in and they listen to him play, and they bring him in from Sarita into the Nogales High School to play with the music team. It was really cool. It was really an honor for him. And it just so happened a year later, they were going to go to Europe and spend some time in Europe. The whole band. They were going to take the whole band to Europe and play some places and stuff. So Jonathan tells me about it. I said, man, yeah, but they told us how much it was going to cost. I go, whoa. You know. And so I said, yeah, we just got to raise it up. We'll do that. So we're trying to raise money. And then he comes in one night and he's kind of down. He said, Dad, forget about raising the money. I'm not going. I go, what'd you do? Did you hit somebody or what? You know, parents are like, wow, what'd you do, man? And he goes, no, Dad. He goes, I asked them, because we're going to be over there 3 weeks, I asked them if I would be able to go to church. And they told them, no, you can't. We can't let everybody, that's every guy, if they want to go to church, go to church. We don't have enough adults to take care of that. So he was going to miss church three weeks in a row. And so he declined. He said, I'm not going to go. And I felt bad for him. I pitied him. I felt real bad. I felt good because he made a decision like that. But my son, I felt bad because, like, oh, man, you know. So about 3 months went by, and I guess the school ended, and the band took off. And I said, John, you okay? He said, no, I'm happy, Dad. I'm glad. Well, a week after he had gotten out of school, this missionary came and asked him and some of the other kids that were in the youth group, do you guys want to go to Europe? And so, I mean, I will tell you that I felt like when I pitied my son, when I felt bad about my son, I could almost sense that God almost had that same. And God said, but I got something better for you. He went to Europe with these people, and he brought me stuff from Prague. Has anybody ever been to Prague? No, all these. He brought me stuff from there. But one thing my son said, he goes, you know, Dad, God knew that I wanted to go, and he gave me another way. And the whole time he was in church. He wasn't out of church. He was in church. So you see, God does care about how you feel. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
I mean, sometimes it seems like, well, maybe we think in a certain ways that, I mean, it's just not, God reads your heart like we read the book, the Bible. Do you know that? He knows everything about you. He cares about you. He loves you. And he knows what you like, and he knows what you want. And some of those wants were even placed in there by him in his spirit. He puts a want in you to get you to move in a certain direction so that he can show his power in your life. Can you say amen to that? See, he's a good God. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Can you say amen? Can I just say, I'm going to throw this in there. You can't hide from him. You can't hide anything from him. He sees it all. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So I want to just, God the Father, can I tell you, he's worth going after? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says this. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The word of God tells us to seek first God. Is that right? The kingdom of God tells us. Do you know what his righteousness is? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you know what his righteousness is? His name is Jesus. Jesus did a great exchange with us. He took our sins upon him, and he placed his righteousness upon us. Can you say amen to that? Amen. That's what he did. It's a great exchange. And you are in righteousness because of what Jesus did for you. And God, I'm going to tell you something. He did it for a reason. Can you say amen? He didn't just do it for you to sit home and watch Netflix. Is that okay? Somebody says, uh-oh. Well, how about Prime?
Yeah.
Or how about Paramount? He didn't save you to sit home and watch Paramount. He didn't save you. Hallelujah. I hope you know what I'm saying. Come on, hallelujah. He saved you for a purpose. He's a good God. Can I just say this? Get to know him. A lot of times we concentrate. I talk a lot about the Holy Ghost. How many of you know we have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? They're all together. How many of you know that? They're three in one. Is that right? Just so happened that before Christ came, the Son manifested in the flesh. It was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said something to the woman at the well. Watch this. He's showing us things about the Father. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 says this. Jesus says this to the lady at the well. Remember, the hour comes and now is when true worshipers, everybody say true worshipers. True worshipers. Not fake worshipers. True worshipers. Shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Is that right?
Yes.
How? For the Father seeks such to worship him. Is that right? How does he want you to worship him?
In spirit and in truth.
Thank you. Anybody else say besides Aaron? How does he want you to worship him? Come on, in spirit and in truth. Praise God. He says, God is a what? He is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How many know that before Jesus was manifest, he was a spirit like his Father? He was there. He created the world with his Father, the Holy Spirit. They all created together, but they were spirit. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
And then he tells us, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Quit waiting for him to come in the future.
Sorry.
Today he's here. He's right now in your life. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He's not messing around. He's playing. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. God's giving me something, but we'll see if I don't know if I can find it. But John chapter 14, verse 9 says this. Jesus said to him, he's talking to Philip, because Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and it will suffice us. Do you guys remember that? Show us the Father, God. Jesus, show us the Father. Jesus said this to him. He said, have I been so long time with you and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Jesus said something to Philip that we need to realize and understand. If you see Jesus, you've seen the Father, because you can't separate him. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
The blood of Jesus was God's own Son, and it was God's blood. Can you say amen? You can't separate them. So when he says, show us the Father, I will say to you, if you want to see God, how many of you want to see God? The Bible says a pure in heart will see God. Can you say amen? How many of you want to see God the Father, God the Son of God? I will say to you, if you want to see them, listen to what he's saying in the Word of God and watch what he does. Because if you see him, you've seen the Father. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is Father's Day. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Did you know, let me just ask you, did you know that when Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, the whole first chapter is about the Father? Did you know that? Did you know that when you look at the Word of God, just watch what the wording, how it's worded, and you're going to see that that Paul is describing the Father and what he does. Watch this. First time I saw this, I don't know how long ago, that was a while back, but I was reading, and it's like the Lord said, I'm talking about my Father. I want you to see my Father in this. Folks, you know, we love Jesus. We love the Holy Ghost. But I will tell you, the Father God, Give him everything he deserves like this morning. Amen?
Amen.
You're worthy of it all, God. I'm going to take you to Ephesians chapter 1. And I want you to listen and read and watch this. Paul, a servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints that are at Green Valley, Sahuarita, and wherever, and Bisbee, and Nogales, and the faithful in Jesus Christ, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, amen, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. That verse 2 right there, Paul says it almost every epistle that he wrote. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Why does he separate them? Because he wants you to know that there's a God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about who? God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Can you see that? He's talking about God the Father, how he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. According as he, God the Father, has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Isn't that nice? Having predestinated us under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Himself who? Himself the Father. Do you see the Father in all of these scriptures? According to the good pleasure of his will. His who? His the Father. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he made us accepted in the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Who is he talking? He's still talking about the Father. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. Folks, I don't know if you're getting this, but he's still talking about the Father, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. Do you remember Jesus said this? I didn't come to do my own will. I came to do the will of my Father. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, under the praise of his glory. His who? His the Father. Wherefore, I also, after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And listen to what he prays. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Praise God. Praise God. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Whose calling? God the Father. Which is God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. But he's talking about the Father. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his, the Father's mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. You see that? Still, folks, he's talking about the Father. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Come on, man. God the Father. Our Father. Can you say amen to that? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under whose feet? Jesus' feet. And gave him to be head over the things to the church. See, God put all things, the Father put all things under Jesus' feet and called him the head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Can you say amen to that? God the Father. He's done it all. Like I say, you can't separate them. But for whatever reason, the Apostle Paul here is speaking about the Father. And I remember when I first saw this, I thought, oh my gosh. I've always just kind of looked at Jesus with all these scriptures. But it's actually the Father that's being exposed here. Do you remember when when Jesus asked the apostles, he goes, hey, who do men say that I am? And he says, hey, well, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're a prophet, some say you're Elias. And he goes, oh, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter's sitting there and he's waiting, and he's probably waiting and wait to see if anybody has anything to say. I can sense him. I can feel that he's got a revelation, and he's probably holding it back for a minute. Can you say amen to that? I would say this to you, that some of you have revelation, even in this house, that you've come to the house in the morning and you hold back. You won't say it. You kind of wait. See what's happening. But God wants you to speak those things that he gives to you. Can you say amen? The mic back there, right? It's back there now. It's not on the post. The mic is designed for you to minister to the body of Christ. Not just one voice. It is to be all of our voices ministering one to another. Can I just tell you that I need as much as you do to hear God's voice? And when you come up and you speak something, you know what? I really enjoyed. If I wouldn't have had a guitar in my hand, yeah, I've been all over you. Because this is what we're talking about here.
Amen.
That right there was ministry to the body of Christ. It was ministry meant for you guys. Can you say amen? Oh, I got a piece of that. I'm going to take a piece of that home. You bet you. You bet your booty. I don't know if I should have said that, but I'm going to take a piece of that home. That was a ministry to the body of Christ. And some folks, we don't get it. Sometimes we just, whatever. But we're called to minister to one another. That's what we're called to do. Jesus told Peter, when he told him, he said, Peter finally gets up and he says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus looks at him and he says, you know what, Peter, from now on, I'm going to call you. Well, his name was Simon. He said, from now on, I'm going to call you Peter. Petros, part of the rock. Piece of the rock. And he says, upon this revelation, see, he goes, flesh and blood did not reveal it to you. Can you say amen? Put up verse 17, Terry, of Acts chapter 1, verse 17. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, revealed it to you. 17, yeah. Flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, he revealed it to you. Can I tell you, have you read where Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit? He says he will not speak of himself, but he will whatever he hears, he's going to speak. How many of you have heard that verse? He won't speak, but what he hears, he will speak. See, the Father directs this thing. The work that he's doing in our lives, he directs it by the Holy Ghost. Are we jammed up with verse 17, Terry? A little bit. Excuse me. Yeah. I want you to, I think it's verse 17. It's not running. No, Ephesians 1, 17. I'm sorry. My fault. Yeah. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Who's going to give it to you? The Father of glory may give to you the spirit of revelation. Say, I want to know more about God. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
But I don't want to just take in knowledge. I don't want to just go to the internet and pick up things off the internet. I have zero value, except for sometimes when I ask, when I want to know about words and stuff, I'll go to the internet and I'll look. But I have zero value trying to grab things for myself, for you guys, off the internet. Zero value in it to me. What's valuable to me is what God says and what God reveals. The revelation of God, the wisdom and understanding that comes with that revelation, you can't get that on the internet. Can you say amen to that? The internet not designed to do that. God says, if you want something, you come to me, is what he said. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you going to him and getting things from him. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you like what I'm saying, but I'm giving you something that God is saying to you. He says, I will reveal. God says, I am the one that reveals. Do you know that God said this morning? God is amazing. How many agree that God is amazing? We don't know how amazing he is. But he's so amazing that he creates things out of nothing. You know, he spoke the word and let there be light. And there was what? Light. Let the heavens come together and the firmament below and above. And the Bible says, boom, it was so. See, God creates things from nothing. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
From nothing.
Amen.
God creates things. He's the only one that can. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
How many say that? You guys didn't hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's the only one that can. How many people have ever heard somebody say, I had nothing, and now they're a big corporation head or something, or have a big business or something. And they said, I came from nothing. Is that right?
Yeah.
You hear them say that? Well, see, God is... I just want you to know, if you got nothing, you got something. Can you say amen to that? That sounds like an oxymoron. Huh? If you got nothing, you got something, Daniel. Is that right? If you got nothing, I got nothing. I know nothing. I'm going to tell you something. You got something because God creates things from nothing. Hallelujah. There was a lady they were going to take her sons, and the prophet told her, go out and grab a bunch of glass jars. And she goes out and gets all these glass jars. And she brings them in. There's nothing in them. He says, pour out that little bit of oil you got. And then she began to pour out, and she filled up all those glasses. I mean, see, God is a God that creates from nothing. When the children of Israel were in the desert, we're thirsty. Moses, you're going to give us water? You brought us out here to kill us, didn't you? And God brought water out of that rock. I don't get it. He broke that rock open. He split it open and out gushes this water. And they want food. God gives them manna, which was absolutely what they had nothing, and God gave them bread. You see, God creates. He when there's nothing, we've got God.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
Can I tell you, when you've got nothing, you're in a good place. I don't know if you're getting this.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got nothing, God, you know what's wrong with the body of Christ today? There's not enough nothing with them. You know what I'm talking about, darling? There's not enough nothing. Because we have everything we need. We supply our own needs. But God says, talk to me about the nothing that you don't, that you have. Because that's where he creates something. That's where you see him work. You got an empty wallet? My wallet is empty. It's got nothing. I hope all these $500 bills don't fall out. He says, I've got nothing. My wallet is empty. You see, God creates. He's a creator out of nothing. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. He's a good God. And he has promised to watch over you, to supply all your needs, to heal you when you need healing. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He has promised that he's going to take you on a road that is good for you. He's promised if you will listen to me, you'll be the head and you won't be the tail, because he's promised these things. We've got to hold to those promises. Can you say amen to that? Come on. Hallelujah. Bible says that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, you got to be born again to see the things of God. Sometimes the things of God seem very silly and very, very, not, well, I don't know, man, it don't work. This kingdom does not work the way the world works. It is opposite of the world. Can you say amen? Terry teaches that it's upside down. Is that right? The kingdom is upside down in us. It doesn't work the way the world works. The way the kingdom works. Is with a father that loves you and cares for you and watches over you. That's the way it works. If you'll believe him. If you'll take it to heart. That he's trying. Everything that's going on in your life is not to hurt you, but is to help you and strengthen you. Can you say amen to that? He provides what you need, no matter what it looks like. Can you say amen? Can you stand? Can you stand? Hallelujah. We're going to do a baptism here. And so I'm going to get ready. But what I'd like to do is, I don't know what we're planning for music. Rebecca's in with a class. So Steve, I don't know if you want to do some music, and Linda, I would like us to worship the Lord. Maybe go through that song that we were doing earlier. Worship him so that we can. I mean, hey, set the atmosphere in here for this baptism. Will you guys help me to do that? Help us to set this atmosphere for those that are going underwater. That we see great things. Can you say amen?
Amen?
God is a good God. He wants to do big things, and he wants us to see things that he's doing. So I thank God for that. So hold on, hang on. Okay, it's going to take a few minutes. John takes a little longer than I do to get dressed. No, he doesn't. Right. But hang in. But I want to pray for you before you go. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your kids. Father, thank you for who you are, God. You are a great Father. You are our Father. And Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Father, we do honor you this day. Father, we do, Father God, appreciate. We love you. And God, we desire to know more about you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all that you did for us on that cross. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for sending your Spirit to lead us and guide us, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, shake somebody's hand. Talk to the folks while we get ready for this, all right?
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org. to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.